A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, January 20, 2016. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about child marriages.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about child marriages.
The Constitutional Court today struck down the practice of child marriages in what the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights calls a groundbreaking decision, which outlaws and puts finality to the nagging problem of child marriages.
The ruling came after two former child brides, Loveness Mudzuru and Ruvimbo Tsopodzi, aged 19 and 18 respectively, petitioned the Constitutional Court in 2014 in a bid to get child marriages declared illegal and unconstitutional. The two were represented by lawyer Tendai Biti, who also happens to be the president of the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, a member lawyer of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Gibbs,
what are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, not to talk about
it. Onguka Gibbs nasitra kuti tinge tichitaura nezvataurwa nedare repamusoro soro reconstitutional court zvekuti hapana mwana ane makore ari pasi pe 18 gumi nemasere anofanira kuti anga achiwanikwa Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing ulikanyanzani lapha idale liyethu le isinqumo esimangalisa kakhulu kodwa simangalisa ngendlela enhle. Ngoba abantu abaningi kana besithi kanti vele kwenzakalani eZimbabwe xa ukuthi abantwana abancane bephongwendiswa nje so ke iselinqume ukuthi umntwana ongakafiki 18 years angeke angene emtjadweni noma sekuthen inkomo engazala umuntu so ke ngokuthatha isinqumo lesi ukuthi akula muntu eZimbabwe osokumele athathe umntwana osakhulayo ake sizwe ngane zulu ukuthi lithini siyabona libaningi kakhulu elifuna ukungena kuhlelo ye. As Kuluman's one.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the court declared that with effect from Wednesday, that is today, January 20th, 2016, no person, male or female, may enter into any marriage, including an unregistered customary law union or any other union, including one arising of religion or religious right before attaining 18 years. Gibbs.
Yeah,
which are massa within the church in the
church. One, yeah.
But no, so tea could change quite good of me out. Urore, Madame Dick, Varuti, Pamtemo, as Chapumiz.
Yeah, Gunjaloga. But as Ansis Lomontu Lapetuan, Gumbe, as guesses of Tumban, Mazan Honorable Tabita Kumalo. I think a blessing we have got Honorable Tabita Kumalo on the line. Good evening, Honorable Kumalo.
A very good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo, how significant is this the ruling by the Constitutional Court?
It is a dream come true. Because surely the time has come that the girl child is respected in our country, especially by men. Because it does not make sense that a 60, 55-year-old wants to marry a 12-year-old. Thank God, Constitutional Court saw wisdom, and I think it's about time that justice prevails.
Mm-hmm. Saka, tiri kuona kuti pane vamwe vanozoti ku church kwedu zvinobvumidzwa hapazoite ridambudziko ipapapa.
Aiwa, nyaya iri pano ndeyekuti kwakanyorwa papi muBhaibheri kuti varume vanobvumidzwa kuti vatore vana vane makore gumi nemaviri vaite vakadzi mwana ndosaka chinzi mwana munhu murume wega wega anorovera mukadzi kwete mwana unless kana inini ndikagona kuverenga Bhaibheri but hanzani ndambosangana nazvo hanzani ndaripedza kurivenga but hanzani ndambosangana nazvo zvakadaro varume vari kutora advantage yokushandisa Bhaibheri because vakadzi vakati wandei nevana vakati wandei vanoenda kumachechi nevakadzi vakutotora advantage iyoyo tiri kuti aiwa musashandise Bhaibheri ramwari munhema hakuna zvakadaro remekedzai kodzero dzevana mwana nemakore gumi nemaviri mwana muregere adzidze aende kuchikoro awozoita mukadzi wozoroga mukadzi kwete achirogwa ari mwana.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Makumaro siyabona lapho kuti isinqumo sasikhona kodwa isinqumo senesi siza kuzayizwana ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi kwenziwa yini
oso kukhona lapho isinqumo lesima sesiphumile sesizakhangela ngoba sikhuluma kunjenje kulecala ebelikhona kobulawayo lapha e-Western Community elo mntwana omncane wadlwa ngulayo so ngile themba lokuthi isikhathi esiningi amadoda amaningi uma zefika ekhoti babasebenzise igama lokuthi ufuna ukumlobola so lokhu ngabasabakanelisi bakusebenzise ngoba umthetho usuqumile ukuthi kakula nto enjalo so sile themba ukuthi i-case yona le e-Western Community izaphuma le mpumela elandelana nesinqumo esivele ku-Constitutional Court.
And we are now being joined by the lawyer who argued this case. That is Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening. A blessing. Good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. This, of course, is a landmark ruling. Mr. Biti, you worked with Loveness Mudzuru and Ruvuimbo Tsopodzi. Why did you decide to take up this case? You are a busy man, I know that. Why did you think this is important?
Well, for starters, I'm a father, you know, so you watch your children grow, and you wouldn't want some old man to abuse, you know, your old daughter. But more importantly, I'm a human rights activist, and everything that I've done in my life is to try and protect rights. Even in the field of politics just trying to fight for rights by another name. So it's something that I started thinking about, particularly when I was in government, because I used to read the reports by Zimstats of the Democratic Health Survey, which were indicating that in places such as the Midlands, in particular in places such as Gokwe, 23% of women would have two children by the time that they were 19. And I just said to myself, this is unacceptable. This is exploitation. So I'm just privileged and thankful to God that I had the opportunity of fighting those frustrations that I had with the status quo in the law and that we have had this revolutionary judgment delivered by a very brave constitutional court today.
Now, how justiciable is this kind of ruling, Honorable Biti, Mr. Biti?
Well, the issue really is about protection of children.
Mm-hmm.
The whole basis of the judgment is that until you are 18, you are a child. And if you are a child, you can't be weighted down by the weight of marriage. And these child marriages, in the main, they take place amongst the poorest of poorest people. People, for instance, as I was saying, in places like Gokwe, Cholo, Chongai, Chendambuya, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The middle class people in Borodale, in Highlands, those things are few. And the middle class children or parents will take their children for abortions and so forth in and outside the country. So this is a terrible a scourge in our nation that affects the poorest of the poor. And it's not just a Zimbabwean thing. Some of the statistics that I presented before the court showed that there are 25,000 child marriages per day across the world. And Africa is not even number one. The number one continent for child marriages is Southeast Asia, with countries like India dominating. And the judgment is correctly put, highlighted in the judgment. There are serious effects of early marriages and early childbirths. Uh-huh. You know, it's excruciating for a child to give birth to a child, and oftentimes given that birth by another child. And if you read the affidavits of Loveness, it makes you cry. This was a young little girl who was in Form 3, notwithstanding the ABC that they were told, abstinence and so forth. She fell pregnant without even knowing that she was pregnant. She's an orphan. Her parents are late. She went for a funeral. She forgot to take a tablet, a family planning tablet. She got pregnant, again. At the time that we went to court, she was 19, and she had two kids already. And you look at her and you say, God, this is just not on. So I'm glad that the court has given a very unambiguous judgment to the effect that with effect from the 20th of January 2016, no person can marry someone below the age of 18. And I hope that that law will be actualized and respected in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Biti. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the issue of child marriages, with the Constitutional Court outlawing any marriages anyone below the age of 18 cannot be legally married in Zimbabwe. This is something that is historic indeed. Tine muterero dokutanga kubva ku Mberengwa West, Mkoma Tawanda. Makadi?
Tiripo mwadiyo.
Aiwa, tiripo. Mkoma Tawanda, nyayari mdariro mainzwa ye kutiva na wafande kurorwa wasati vapfura makore gumi ne maseri kana kuti 18 years. Muno tukudi?
Nyayo yakanaka chaizvo, asi chinoitika ndechekuti vana vane misikanzwa. Vana vanoita misikanzwa kana vari kuchikoro. You cannot prevent that from happening. Saka vana vanoita zvavanoita ikoko. Ininiwo kana ndiriso mubereki ane mwana musikana aiitwa pamuviri ari ikoko, I cannot just let the thing go. Takatarira nokuti vana ivavava ndongoti hai ndatingisa muzukuru kana kuti ndingotinokusungisa uyu. Upenyu hwevana ivavo ndinenge ndatohupisa, asi mutemo wanga wakanaka zvawo. Asi panyaya iyoyo vaberekai kuti zvikoro zvirega zvichiitika, vanhu vanotaurirana pachivanhu kuti tisasungisana nezvitiraudaya upenyu hwevana ivavo.
Regai timboende kuna vabiti. Vabiti, manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Tawanda, mungavapindure sei?
Iyoyoyo inyaya inotobatwa mujudgment yanyorwa naDeputy Chief Justice baba vamalaba. Ndi ndoda kuti ndivatende neConstitutional Court nejudgment yavanyora inotidadisa, not just as Zimbabweans but international. It's an judgment is truly international. Vamalaba vanoti zvatiri kutaura pano hazvisi zvenhumbu, zvatiri kutaura pano hazvisi zvemimba, zvatiri kutaura pano inyaya yekuti mwana mudikidokosa ane Form 2, ane Form 3 anoiswa pajoki, ujoki wekumisa imba, wemuchato, wemarriage. Haazvigone because achiri mwana mudiki. Marriage vazhinji takaroora yakaoma, munoziva imi mukoma Zulu, munoziva imi mukoma Gibbs. Marriage yakaoma. So constitution iri kuti bumbiro remutemo riri kuti vana, kodzero dzevana, vane kodzero dzevana dzekuti vasaabhuzwe. So kuti mwana apiwe joki remarriage rekumisa imba kumudzvinyirira. So chakufanira kuchiitika apa, ava vatongi ava vana vamalaba vachidya usiku, vana maiziyambi, vana maigoora, vatonga. Ende vatonga chaizvo izvo zvakanaka. Pakuchidiwa manje kuti matare eparlamente, legislature, matare hurumende, executive, maminista vanosangasira vamunangagwa kumikujustice uku, vana ministry of vana mai chikwinya ku women uko ma civic organizations vachisenza kuti vachuya nemutemo manje uno harmonizer uno ti judgment iyi ichinyatso ti panza mubvunzo wakafanana newabvunzwa nababa wekuti vana vatovaita sei chekutanga chechipiri tine mutemo uyoyo kutaura kuti we age of consent wekutaura kuti kana munhu asvika 16 anobvumirwa kuti achirara nemukadzi kana nemurume inonzi pachirungu age of consent saka izvi tinozvibalansa sei nejudgment yati no kuroorwa i-18 saka parliament yaane role now yekuchiita reconcile and harmonize nekuchidzira kuti kana iye mwana yeye aitiswa nhumbu mukwasha aripo pamwe mukwasha chishuga dedi pamwe mukwasha kamwanawo kane 14 patransition apa mwana asati asvika pa18 tinopaita sei so haisi problemu yedare dare riripo pakuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu dzinonzi pachirungu bill of rights dziri muchapter 4 apo vagona zvaakuparliament womanji zvaakumapolicy makers kuti vachiona kuti mutemo uyu hausi absurd mutemo uyu uri kurespektwa nevanhu ende tabva pamutemo ipapapo taakudawo futi nyaya yeeducation vabereki vanofanira kudzidziswa ivo vana vacho vanofanira kudzidziswa chechitatu tinofanira kupindawo panyaya yeikonomi chinoita kuti vana ava vazhinji ndambotaura nyaya yegokwe vaite pamuviri ndeinhamo vanenge vakutsvaga murume saka nyaya yekuti upfumi hunge huchisenza mabasa anga ariko kuti vana ava vaende kuchikoro vasatizire mukumbo izvinofanira kugadziriswa so zvinhu zvizvina zvinofanira kuitwa the courts makotsi ataura nhasi kochiuyawo parliament inofanira kutaura kochiuyawo vanodzidzisa mango machechi ngavadzidzise kochizouyawo vanachinamasa vari kuikonomi ngavachiitawo kuti ikonomi ifambe so the challenge which we are facing with child marriages cannot be restricted to a legal issue alone. It's not a legal issue alone. It requires a holistic societal answer, which requires the intervention of the executive, of parliament, of society through civic organizations, the church, and so forth, and finally of the government through sound economic management of the economy, because the root cause of these child marriages is poverty.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell them, I wonder if you have a pindu or a gate to remember a theory.
Ndapindurwa hangu asi panosara iri hengini zvishomane kuti kuna vabiti ndikavabvunzawo kuti nyaya yere isiri kuti mimba dzinoitiswa neupfumi hwenyika kana kuti kudonha kwakaita mamiriro ekunze nguva ino iri nguva yenzara vana vagara vanozikanwa kuti vane mutikanzwa kuzvikoro especially kumadayschool zvinoitika izvozvo zvinobvunza wangu kuti inini baba vomukomana wamitisa mwana wangu mutikana zvakauya akati ngatitaurirane inini ndikabvuma kutaurirana navo ndisina kuti tivasungise vemutemo vozonzwa kuti inini ndataurirana navana vayo nokuti kutaurirana kwavo kutochajana kuti mwana wangu watotadza chikoro motoroora nokuti handina zvimwe zvamingaita inini rava kutopfara mhosva saka pakadero tingapasolva sei
aiwa tinotenda tichati vabiti vazopindura ipapo titore vamwe vateereri naonarable kumalo watinawo asi tinotenda nekuti vakawanda varida kumbotaurawo
yes lo mnumzana ke uchipani moyo kuna ngale ePlumtree baba chipani kunjani hayi siyaphila kakhulu kunjani kona ePlumtree ye uzwile lapho kukhulunywe ke isinqumo esithethwe i-constitutional court ungathini ngakho
kutamba yekuti lavamthetho yari kuti vengagadani vevanana
ehe kunjalo ehe wena uthini ngakho
manje lapha mthetho kanye vanonengezela vazali ngoba anje kuthiwa ngamhlukumeza kuthiwa zitandenzeni
ukuthiwani baba So you go on at the Pacono. So go to one of Zanigay, Abazal Bama Janko. So that was Mr. Chipani Moyo, who is in Masendu, in Plumtree. So he says, you know, the problem is that most parents do not have a lot of control on their kids. Mm-hmm. So the government should try something to, you know, give parents some power to actually control them. He says most of the kids, you know, they do whatever they want. If you just, you know, you beat the kid a little bit, you know, he says you are punished as a parent. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's this kind of, you know, problem among the kids.
Yeah. But I think, you know, a law is a law. People are trying to use excuses here. Some people might say, I can't control myself.
But what he's saying, literally is most kids are dropping out because, one, they abuse drugs, they abuse alcohol, and secondly, they abuse themselves. You know, they sleep around, you know. So if you try to control them, so it's tough there.
Yeah, let's bring in Honorable Tabitha Kumalo. Honorable Kumalo, you heard what Mr. Biti said, that there is now need for legislators to make sure that it becomes easy to implement this law. What are you going to do as legislators going forward, and also in terms of feedback to the constituencies that you represent?
Oh, thank you. Comrade Biti, thank you so much for defending the vulnerable members of our community. Aligning this law, this judgment with the laws, currently in Parliament we have a challenge whereby Minister Chombo took parliamentarians to court denying us the right to move private members' bills. His argument was it's only ministers who have a right to move these bills. So all what we can do most probably is to move a motion debating that same issue, and then requesting the minister to make sure that he pushes a bill on that same judgment. And I sincerely hope that the case is going to be dealt with in the courts so that we can move forward, because at this point in time, we are not even too sure what is going to be the outcome of the judgment of us being denied as members of parliament to move private members' bills. And then on the issue of community talking about the issue of awareness, this is where it's more critical. There is need for all stakeholders to come on board for us to make sure that the society is aware of this judgment. And obviously from us consulting the society, we are going to get solutions, because most of the time you will find to say as leaders, we do not listen. So the time has come for us to listen to solutions from the people, which solutions we have to take to Parliament in order for us to debate effectively. And the other issue of poverty, where there's poverty, there is a lot of intimacy. I don't know why, but I agree with him again to say there is need for us to turn around the economy so that we do that. But one sticky issue that we need to work on is the question of parents having left the country and leaving the kids on their own. And these kids are only surviving from monies from their parents. And it becomes difficult for neighbors to discipline these kids because they have got all what money can buy, but what they don't have is moral values. So since we have had this issue of our people leaving the country, going to other countries, to the diaspora, what do we do with this gap that has been created by parents leaving and the family unit was destroyed a long time ago? So where do we get the people that will play the role of intermediating these kids so that they can be controlled? Mm-hmm. The reason why they're doing what they're doing, no one can teach them moral values. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the challenges that we need to work as a country. And then the other issue where the kids are taking drugs and what, they are doing that because there is no parent. They have become child-headed household, but with money, the little that is coming from wherever it's coming, and it's pushing these kids to do whatever they want because they can even pay the neighbors, buy them food because they've got the money to do so. Because of the economic meltdown in this country, which our government is failing to correct. Mm-hmm. As soon as that is corrected, I'm sure some of these symptoms will come to an end.
Thank you, Honorable. Let's go to our third guest. That is Mr. Joseph Paganga, the Director of Information of the Apostolic Christian Council of Zimbabwe. Mazibaba Paganga Magadi. Vapa Ganga. Nare awenengere kuti netsei Gibbs.
Let's get back to Mr. Bidi. Now you heard Honorable Komala talking about disciplining kids, and we had a caller from Plumtree who is very worried and saying that kids as they are today, you can't even discipline them. So how do you tell them that look, there's a new law here, you must follow it?
Well, I think my challenge with the comrade from Mat South is the attitude that thinks that the kids who are in fact victims can actually be responsible for their own misbehavior. So we can't blame the kids. And the reason why children are children is because they can do anything, and that is why we have a law that says this is a child who legally is not capable of committing a crime at a certain stage, and so forth. That's precisely the reason why we have got the Constitution and the rights interpreted in this Constitution. I don't think that it's correct and fair to say that children are ill-disciplined, children cannot be controlled. I think that the fact of the matter, and consistent with what Comrade Tabita is saying, we live in a broken society. There's been a total breakdown of the social contract in Zimbabwe. And the social fabric of Zimbabwe as a society needs to be refabricated and remitted as well. We've got broken households. We've got households scattered across the entire globe, some children in Australia, some in South Africa, some in Cape Town, some in Botswana, because of the economic and political challenges in Zimbabwe. That naturally affects the basic unit of organization, which is the family. The family is a basic unit of organization. That is why it is protected in the Constitution. So families have broken down as a result of the dislocation of Zimbabwean society. And of course, naturally, where the family unit breaks down, parental discipline becomes diluted, absent, and so forth.
Mr. Biti,
we've got child. Yes.
We'll ask you to hold that thought. We'll be back. We just want to take a very short break. I think Mr. Paganga, Rambai Muri Parunare, Honorable Kumalo, stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We'll also post this conversation on our Facebook page after the show. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube. Stay tuned.